In Japan, the prime minister has called for national elections next month. That's after his ruling party suffered a bruising defeat in local elections this weekend. It's raised the possibility that the party that's dominated Japan for 50 years might actually be edged out of power. And that's energized some young Japanese voters. One of them's hoping to wage an Obama-style internet campaign, but it's run afoul of a campaign law that dates back more than a half century. Akiko Fujita has the story.
Kensuke Harada stands before a crowded college classroom and gives his pitch. Sign up to vote. Mobilize other young voters. Help us make a difference. Harada is a law student and founder of iVote. It's an online group trying to mobilize young Japanese voters to go to the polls in the upcoming election. He started it 1 year ago, inspired by the grassroots campaign for Barack Obama. He says he was envious of young Americans who rallied successfully to make a difference. He was determined to do the same in Japan, educate voters and change the course of politics. But when Harada began building the iVote website, he ran into a problem, a complex election law that bans internet use during the political campaign season. It didn't matter that he wasn't running for office himself. The law says he can't use the internet for political purposes. Political analyst Yasunori Sone says the election law is a complicated maze that was actually written more than 50 years ago. He says it was intended to promote fairness and curb political corruption. But it created a rigid system that controls the most minute details of a campaign, and it's been interpreted to include the web. Sone says some of the rules are so ridiculous that foreigners see them and think, what a weird country Japan is. For instance, candidates can pass out flyers, but no more than 6 cars can be involved in the effort. Campaign posters are allowed, but they can't be just any poster. All must be within 33 inches in length and 23 inches wide. If you put up more than 70,000 of them, you've violated another rule. It's all about limiting the use of images and words, or buncho toga. Sone says the Election Commission puts the internet in that buncho toga category. Because the web gives candidates unlimited access, it's banned during campaign season, and that's been extended to get out the vote groups like iVote. Politicians who normally maintain websites during the legislative session must freeze content during the 2-week campaign period. So most spread their message by megaphones. They pin up posters on Election Commission-sponsored bulletin boards like high school student council campaigns. One of the most digitally connected countries in the world reverts to its analog roots at a time when global leaders are using Twitter and Facebook to win votes. Voter K. Takimoto says no matter how you look at it, there is something wrong with that picture. At least one political party agrees. The opposition Democratic Party of Japan proposed changes to allow internet campaigning 2 years ago. But the bill never came up for debate. Keio University professor Hiro Kishi says older politicians worry the internet will be used against them. Kishi says part of that fear comes from the unknown. Older politicians have never been fully exposed to the web. They're afraid they will lose a campaign because they don't know how to use digital tools. But iVote founder Kensuke Harada says he can't engage young voters without those tools. A large majority of young Japanese get their news and email on their cell phones. Since the law effectively bans political discussion on the web, Harada has settled for emailing students a brief message, just go out and vote. It has been much harder than I imagined, he says. I get so frustrated at the lack of progress. Harada set out to sign up 100,000 new voters by election day. At this point, he's only registered about 600. But he's hopeful changes will come in time for the next election. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.